Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. But the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Grateful, Lord.
Good evening and welcome to the Light of Portland. I am your host tonight, Pastor Kimberly Black. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. Welcome tonight to the Light of Portland. We are so honored. We are so blessed that you took out the time to worship with us on tonight. And I want you to know we are in store of a treat on tonight. The word tonight is coming from our own Elder Bruce Mitchell, all the way from Fresno, California. And we are in store for a treat on tonight. We're so grateful to God that you have joined us. And we're grateful to God for those who have partnered with us and collaborated with us to help make Sunday night the Light of Portland possible. We thank God for the work of the Butterfields. They live in Atlanta, Georgia, and week after week, they are on this line talking about the goodness of the Lord, preaching and teaching the gospel, and they have shared this platform with us that every Sunday night, we can enter into your homes, ride with you in the car, sit with you at your workspace, even be with you during your time of hospitalization. Wherever you are, this platform has been made possible because of the kindness of the Butterfields and our sister, Pastor Sherelle Pennington. We thank God for her and the work that God has assigned to her hands and the work that she continues to do with us right here in the Pacific Northwest. We are truly grateful to God. To her, we thank God for those that labor with us right here in Portland at the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, our own Elder Kathy Miniweather, Elder Dante Farmer, and Elder Bruce Mitchell. I know you're saying, well, I thought you said he was in Fresno. How can he be working with you in Portland? Well, he is, just like Pastor Sherelle is working with us from Georgia, and the Butterfields are working with us from Georgia. We are doing what we can to advance the kingdom of God, and ministry is being done by any means necessary so that everyone, every man, woman, boy, and girl will come to know the Savior, Jesus the Christ, and begin to live their lives to give him glory and honor. And so I thank God for the men and women of God who labor with us week after week. We are just excited about what God has in store for us in 2022. The Light of Portland will be expanding. We will have every first Sunday night will be preachers from Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. They will be joining us every first Sunday night to share the gospel. We're trying to cover the globe with the preaching and the teaching. We're going to reach out so that we'll get more preachers from California and more preachers from Texas, more preachers from Washington and California to be on this line with us to share the gospel, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. We want you to tell people about the Light of Portland and let them know this is a place where they can receive a word from the Lord. We do want to share an announcement with you. If you don't have nothing to do next Sunday night at 5 o'clock p.m., I want to invite you to go out to the Eastside Imago Dei Community Church, where there will be a Christmas musical. And the theme for this musical is Let's Have Church. And some of Portland's very own finest recording artists and singers and psalmists and preachers will be there sharing in gospel music. We have our very own Alonzo Chadwick, Johanna McCoy, Ani Allen, Letitia McFarland, Lamont Williams, and our very own mother, Lorraine Wilder. special guest will be Kevin Moore from Oakland, California. You don't want to miss it. Next Sunday, December 19th at 5 o'clock at the Eastside Imago Dei Community Church. They are located at 3130 Southeast 148th Avenue. If your ministry or your church has something going on and you want to get it announced so that the community will know about it, just email me at GSSMBC and we would gladly make those announcements so that people can come and support and show love and be sharpened and learn and glean from what your ministry or what your church will be doing. Tonight, my brothers and sisters, we are going to be blessed. We're going to be led in prayer by our own sister, Tanya Jones. She's going to give us our opening prayer. Following that will be a song of preparation. And then the word of God tonight from our own brother, Elder Bruce Mitchell. I want you to get your pen and pencil and paper and highlighter and Bible ready, for the man of God is going to give us some points tonight to live by, to increase our faith and to enlarge our territory and to help us improve in our prayer life. So I don't want you to be caught off guard. I want you to be ready. So get your notes, tablet ready, get your pen and pencil ready, get your Bible ready, get yourself situated, get to a place that you can write and see what you're writing and be ready to receive a word from the Lord on tonight. I'm going to yield this call over to Sister Tanya Jones. After our opening prayer, we will have a song of preparation, and the next voice you will hear will be that of our speaker, Elder Bruce Mitchell.
Gracious Father, we just thank you and we praise you, Father God, to be able to join together this evening, Father God, to hear your word, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, how you kept us throughout this day, Lord God, from the first service at 11:30 until now, Lord God, because somebody didn't make it. Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you for how awesome and wonderful you are, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the man of God that is bringing the word on tonight, Lord God. Lord God, that he would decrease and you may increase, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that as we get our pens and our pencils ready, Lord God, and our paper, Lord God, to write down what thus saith the Lord, Lord God, that we wouldn't just leave it there on the paper, Lord God, that we would run with it, Lord God, that it would activate something in us, Lord God, that has never activated before, Lord God, that our faith would increase, Lord God, because I know that I want my territory to enlarge, Lord God, as well as everybody else here on this line, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness, Lord God. We thank you for how you've kept us, our families, Lord God. We thank you for touching those in the hospital, Lord God, and bringing them out, Lord God, whole, Lord God, full of your purpose, Lord God, praising your holy name. Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight. We give you glory, Lord God, and we love you, Lord God. We love you so much, Lord God. We adore you. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to hear your word, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you. We praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
You refine us, Lord, purify our hearts, Lord, sanctify my heart, Lord, sanctify my heart, Lord. Thank you. say, purify our hearts. It's real simple, church. Say, purify. Purify our hearts. Ask him to sanctify my heart. Sanctify our hearts. Sing, children, say, sanctify our hearts. Hey, here we go. Oh, Lord, we need you. You say it. Come on. Oh, Lord.
Glory to your name, Jesus. We thank you tonight for all that you have done. God, we give you glory. And certainly we thank the Light of Portland tonight. We thank Greater St. Stephens and Pastor Black. We thank Pastor Sherelle Pennington and the Butterfield, so many that are instrumental in the Light of Portland. And most of all, we thank God for the opportunity to come before you tonight in prayer and in the Word. Our text tonight will be from a familiar book of the Bible, the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 through 18. Shall we pray? Gracious Father, we give you glory and honor on this evening as we lift your name on high, as we praise you, as we exalt you. There is none like you, Father. And so we stand now, Father God, just to say how much we love you, Father, how much we need you, Father God. So as we settle down into this atmosphere, God, we ask that you would move in the midst of this line, God. Touch every one and every atmosphere, Father God, that touches this atmosphere. Do it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we go to the book of Joel, I hope you got your Bibles with you tonight, your pencil, your papers.
because I'm going to do my best to deliver what the Lord gave me. I'll be reading from the Authorized King James Version of the book of Joel, and it goes, "Therefore also now, says the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. 17. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine inheritance to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Verse 18, then, somebody say then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. May the Lord be a blessing to the hearers and doers of his word tonight. The title of this message is Sound the Alarm. Come on, get ready tonight. Sound the Alarm. Come on, it's time for the alarm to be sound, people of God. It's time for the alarm to show itself. Growing up in the Midwest, it's always allowed me the opportunity to be a part of a great tradition. Traditions that seem to repeat themselves over time, such as the fresh spring-like weather, as well as the beautiful summers back there, watching a baseball game or a Chiefs game, even the fascinating fall with its colorful leaves as they drop during the season. And as we go into fall with Thanksgiving and Christmas, come on somebody, Thanksgiving, the turkey and Christmas, the Christmas tree and the presents, it's all tradition. Come on, can somebody say tradition? See, during my educational years, it was also a tradition to hear the tornado drill. Living in an area known as Tornado Alley, that's right, I grew up in Kansas. And in this drill, as the alarm was sounded, we were instructed to go to the basement and kneel down on our knees and place our hands over our heads. I'm sure wherever you are, it's the same drills. And as we would place our hands over our heads, you would repeat this drill every time the alarm was sounded. And certainly our prayers go out to those in Kentucky and the surrounding areas as they've just dealt with the devastation in that area. But again, tradition tells us, go down, the alarm is sounded, put your hands and your knees in place, cover your head, and you continue to repeat this as the alarm is sounded. As I reminisce on this scene, I was reminded as I went into this text of the immediate actions that were not being done as the drill was going on. Come on, somebody, walk with me on this. The ones that were not being done. In other words, no one was running to the basement. Come on, somebody. No one was listening to the instructor. It was as if no one really cared about the alarm. Come on, stay with me, somebody. No sense of urgency to this alarm, understandably so, because there had never been a time where a tornado had done any damage to our county during my lifetime when I was in Kansas City. Come on, somebody. Yet the tradition continued and the alarm continued to sound. Is anybody listening to me tonight? Listen, just a side note, who's listening to the instructors? Who's listening to those that are giving the instructions that are going on around you? A little over 10 years ago, it was May 22nd. I know some in that area remember it was a tornado which hit one of the local cities there, Joplin, Missouri. It was classified as an EF5 multiple vortex tornado. I know some know exactly what I'm talking about. This tornado, it reached a maximum width in excess of 1 mile during its path through the southern part of that city. I can only imagine that the insurance payout was over $2 billion, but the death toll on that at a particular time was 160 people. And I know I'm saying that because there is an alarm that is sounding, and there's things that are going on even now. We just heard a recent report in Kentucky. Over 100 people are expected from this particular tornado. The Amazon warehouse there, it had less than 11 minutes to evacuate. And I'm sure just because of the tornadic area that it is, that they've given similar instructions during different times of the year. Who's listening to the instructors? Come on, somebody say instructions are important. I know you got your pen. I know you got your paper with you, and it's going to help because instructions are important. So let's establish the instructions to the pastor. The preacher's primary job is to stand in the congregation and sound the alarm. That's right, I'm going somewhere. Week after week, all over the country, preachers are sounding the alarm. They're pulling the bell. They're blowing the trumpet. They're literally sounding the alarm. The preachers are crying out loud, and they're saying, spare not. Come on, somebody. John came crying in the wilderness. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Come on, I know you remember the story. Jonah sent to Nineveh to sound the alarm. He was running. He didn't want to sound the alarm. He didn't want to say what God told him to say. Therefore, he was in a battle for his life because he didn't want to sound the alarm. They were sent to sound the alarm. They were sent to remind the church that Israel is an ancient depiction of a contemporary church. Come on, I'm going somewhere, somebody. And the much of and today's Israel problem and patterns remain our problems and patterns. Come on, somebody. I'm going somewhere. Understand Israel, wayward ways. The church today, we still have those wayward ways. Israel was stubborn. They didn't want to listen. The church today, there's still some stubbornness where we're not listening to the sound of the alarm. Israel's running after idol gods, and yet the church is still running after idol and building them idol gods. Somebody asked. And so the prophet Joel, he's speaking not only to Israel, but I believe that text is speaking to the modern day church right now. Come on, somebody. Are you listening to the preacher? Are you listening to Joel? Are you listening to the writer when he said that somebody needs to hear the alarm? So tonight, three things that I caught out of this text, and I want to say to you, to the modern-day church. The first thing that I want to say to you is that God wants your repentance, not your ritual. Come on, write that down, write that down, write that down, because God wants your repentance. He doesn't want your tradition. He doesn't want what you're used to doing. In this text tonight, God instructs the prophet Joel, tell the people, don't give me your garment. I want your broken heart. Come on, it gets deeper, people of God. He wants repentance and not ritual. It's too easy, y'all, for us to put on a robe. It's too easy to get in the mother's role. Come on, somebody. It's too easy to be just a choir member. It's too easy to be an intercessor, a deacon, an usher. It's too easy to just say, I'll stay at home. I know nobody's going to church right now. I know that because of the pandemic, it's too easy to sit on the sideline. What's important is what are you doing Monday through Saturday? That's what he's asking. He said, this is a continuance thing, not just Sunday, but what are you doing all throughout the week? He doesn't want your position. He wants your passion. God wants your excitement for him. God wants your zealousness to continue all throughout the week. Tell somebody the alarm is sounding. Tell somebody, have you tried Jesus? Tell somebody, are you hearing what the Lord is saying in this hour? Glory to God. For God says, be ye holy, for I am holy. He says, change your life, not just your clothes. Come on back to God, your God, because he's kind and he's merciful. And then God takes a deep breath in this text. He takes a breath and he says, I'm putting up with a lot of your stuff. But this most patient God, come on somebody, this God that's extravagant in love, always ready to cancel a catastrophe. Come on somebody. Who knows? Verse 14 said, who knows? Maybe he will do it. Maybe he'll turn it around. Maybe he'll show pity to the situation or circumstance. Maybe when it's said and done, God will even allow the blessings full and robust from your God. Jeremiah 31 and 3 says, the Lord appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. But there must be repentance and not a tradition. There must be a change in your heart, in your heart, and not just your clothes, people of God. We've got to get to the point where we go back to where God is calling us. So one, again, speaking to the modern church, God is telling us there must be change in repentance, not just ritual. Secondly, if the modern-day church is going to listen to what God is saying, you've got to have a call to renewal. God has not changed his desires for his people to be holy, to be sanctified, to be set apart for the master's use. The ideal of being able to come back to God, being able to come back to God's grace when we really understand that God has other options. He takes what's scarred. He takes what's sinful. He takes what's been stained and chooses to save it, sanctify, and set us apart. Yes, he takes what's scarred. Even your scars that you dealt with last night, they attacked you, they humiliated you. God takes that and he uses it to turn it around and to sanctify you and set you apart for his use. Come on, somebody. That's good news. Yes, he chooses to renew us when there are other options. The fact that he provides a way for us to be restored expresses his intimate, come on, right now is a good time for you to tell somebody at that table, tell somebody sitting on that couch, amen, because you know I'm telling the truth. God will use what we went through to turn the situation around so that he would get the glory. Ain't that good news? Oh, my God, Romans 12 and 1 says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. And he goes on to tell us, but be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means that there's a renewing coming in your mind. Glory to God. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Remember, God told Solomon in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people who are called by my name, come on, we're talking to the church, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Come on, somebody. Fasting is a component of renewal. Fasting crucifies that flesh, what it is, that no good thing that dwells in the flesh. He calls us back to the house of prayer. Ain't that good news? Glory to God. He calls us back to where we started, back times of intimate times of prayer, back to those times that we spend with him, that we may hear him and we may follow his instructions. Some things only come out by prayer and fasting. Come on now. The Bible states, but this kind of what, Elder Mitchell? This kind of spirit, this kind of tradition, this kind of stronghold, this only comes out by prayer and fasting, Matthew 7 and 21. So you have to remember that God's call to renew us, to start us all over again, to get us ready. Amen. Ain't that good news? So again, we have to be ready. God wants your repentance, not your ritual. God calls you to renewal. And lastly, if we want to go back to where God is calling us to, if we want to hear that the alarm has sounded and we want to follow the instructions that he's given us, God says that I've given you promised duration. Ain't that good news? Glory to God. God hears the people's crying. God sees the people's fasting, and he restores his people. Repentance is normally the prelude to restoration, yet there are promises. That's right, promises that God wants for his people, promises that he gave to Israel. Their inheritance is too precious to be spoiled in the enemy's hand. And he is literally saying to us, I'm going to restore the people. Come on, somebody. I'm going to restore them because repentance, but because I'm also unwilling to let the enemy have what I gave to my people. God won't let the enemy keep what he gave us. Come on, say that to somebody. He ain't going to let the enemy keep what he gave us. You got to use your battle plan. We've already learned that Satan's battle plan has been exposed. The enemy couldn't defeat Father God's strategic plan to win back his people from perpetual darkness and separation of life. Jesus fulfilled Father God's plan, and his victory on the cross destroyed the work of the devil. Come on, that should be an amen right there. So again, his promise of restoration, 1 Peter 5:10, and after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his external glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Final verse for the night, Hosea 6:10. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us that he may heal us. He has struck us down, and he will bind us up. Ain't that good news? God is a restorer to his people. So I say tonight to the modern day church, that's you, that's me, I say tonight that God wants your repentance, not your ritual. I say tonight that God calls you into renewal. And finally, I say tonight that God promises restoration. Father, we thank you for this night. We thank you for the opportunity for your people to hear your word tonight, God. And we ask now, Father God, that they not only be hearers of the word, but they be doers of the word, that they come together, Father God, in repentance, Father God. They come together seeking renewal, and they come and be restored as only our Father said we have. We thank you now. We call it done by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. What an awesome word on tonight. What a powerful word on tonight coming from Joel. I heard the instructions that were given to me, and I'm going to adhere to what the word of the Lord has said. I am going to align myself to the word of God that I may do what was read to me tonight. And I hope you made up in your heart and your mind as you were hearing the word of God. I hope and pray that you too felt that call to repent and that call for renewal and that call for restoration. I hope you too are sick and tired of the rituals and ready to do something about it. My brothers and sisters, I truly thank God for each of you tonight, and I thank God for Elder Bruce Mitchell for that word on tonight. What a powerful, mighty word on tonight. We've been blessed. I don't know about you, but I have really been blessed by the word on tonight, and I thank God that God is still speaking to the body of Christ. God is still speaking to the body of Christ. He's trying to get our attention, church. He's trying to wake us up. And as Elder Mitchell said, it is time for us to sound the alarm. We don't want our loved ones, we don't want our family and friends to die and not know of Christ and not have tasted of the goodness of God. So it's time to sound the alarm. Thank you, Elder Mitchell, for that message on tonight. So timely, so relevant. And I hope and pray that we, the body of Christ, will pay attention to the instructions that were given to us tonight. It's our time to bring our worship tonight to an end. I hope and pray that you've been blessed by the word. I hope and pray that something has been said to encourage you and to strengthen you and to help you in your walk. I pray that something has been said tonight that's going to intensify your prayer life and cause you to want to fast and pray and turn from your wicked ways and seek God's face. I pray that something has been said tonight that is challenging your faith and helping you say, I am ready to sound the alarm. So until next Sunday, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. In Jesus' name we pray. What I say unto one, I say unto all. Watch, pray, and obey the instruction that has been laid out for us tonight. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. It is the sweetest name.
And lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No.
The power that I feel, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones. The Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
nobody do what he does.
No, no, no. I love the name Jesus.